see. It for that mercy. It wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life in blood, and we're so thankful for that. We can see that today by the mercies of God. Amen. I hope you come expecting to hear from the Lord this afternoon and come with faith. And I tell you, this morning it answered so many questions I had in my heart, and that's what the Word is, the discerner of the Word, right? The discerner of every spirit. Let's sing that once more as Brother Terrence comes this evening to open the service with prayer and to take the prayer request. Oh, your mercy, it renews my life. Lord, your mercy, it renews my life.
I should have fallen, my soul has afternoon. We're going to have Brother Colley come up. He's got a testimony.
Amen.
Get up here, Brother Colley. Everybody sit down. The king has arrived.
Thank God that I'm able to be here to testify. Because things happen so fast and so quickly that you don't know what's taking place. And I have some scripture that I thought I would say. Be therefore ready, for you know not the hour that the Son of Man come. And I was sitting there on the side of the bed talking to my stepbrother on the phone, and from nowhere my hand began, with me looking at it, appeared to be just floating in the air away from my body. I had no way to control it or to stop it, but it was just moving. So I thought at that moment, what am I supposed to do? What can I do? Yeah. And so I went and got my brother to try to tell him, I can't talk, I can't move, I can't do anything. So he's trying to control me, but I couldn't control myself. He kept telling me, sit down, and let me help you. Finally, I thought that I would sit down, and he called for help. called paramedics to come to help me. Then I talked to them, and they they got me in the EMT's carriage. And I thought at the moment, when I looked around, everything was dark. And I thought, well, what am I going to do? Because you're supposed to be ready to go when the hour comes. You're not supposed to have fear or doubt about where you're going. But for a moment, I was afraid of the darkness because it's something I never come to before. And I began to look around and kept talking. Then things began to get light. And I wasn't afraid anymore.
Amen.
I was thankful to God because he said nothing is too hard for the Lord. So whatever it is that you got that's a hindrance to you, wherever you are standing at this moment in this life, you need to be ready because it come upon you so quickly, so rapidly.
Right.
You can't get ready if you ain't already ready.
Right.
So I'm thankful to the Lord that they carried me to the hospital and they put me where they thought was the best place for them to be. But it still was not the right place to be. And so the God is our help. He is always what we have need of. But today is the day to prepare yourself, not tomorrow. And so Jesus, he loves us and he gives us all that we have need of. And he will never leave us. He promised us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if you believe what he promised you and follow in the footsteps that he has given unto you to follow in, you'll be in the right place you need to be. So they put me in the hospital. They put me in a room. And I didn't know where I was part of the time. My mind or conscience would not let me know. Some of the people there was, I don't say rude, but evil people, you know. Sure. They weren't there to help you. They were there to do what they thought was right.
Yeah, sure.
And I thought, this, I believe it was a Saturday morning, they put me there, and I asked them where was a restroom that I needed to go to the restroom. This lady become very rude. That you know where the restroom has been all this other time, so get your so-and-so self back in there and use the restroom like you've been doing. But, you know, I thought that this is not right. I normally don't get angry with the people for saying things, but I probably said something to her I shouldn't have. But I asked the Lord to forgive me for doing what I said and forgive her for the way that she acted. But God, he loves us, and he will bring us out of all these places we are that we shouldn't be. But you have to know you can't think that you're where you're supposed to be. You got to know. And I thank him for bringing me through. I still got problems. mostly, I still can't walk with full strength. I can't talk with full strength. But I still know that Jesus Christ is real.
And
I thank thank him for that, so I don't worry about the rest of it.
Right.
God will bring us through if you really know him and trust
him
and love him with all your heart. And I just ask all of you to continue to to pray for me. I ain't looking for certain things. I'm just looking for the being ready when Jesus Christ comes. So I love you all, and I hope you all continue to love me.
Amen.
Ask God to be with me. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Yes.
Go through the, remember the 46th annual missionary camp meeting that's coming up August 6th through the 9th. If you need any information, it's upstairs, up here. You can get that information. So we had a couple requests from this morning. Still remember Brother Dick. I talked to him a minute ago and he seemed to be going on, but just remember him. Let's see, there was somebody else. Oh, Sister Johnny, Brother Darty, still remember them. Brother Al, still remember those. Brother Donnie gave one this morning. Kenny Norman, guy that works for them, was sent to the hospital Friday with chest pains, and there was doing a stress test today. And he works for Kenny, works for Brother Mark and Brother Donnie, so just remember him. Also, let's see, Brother Louise was going to do some interpreting today, so... And we prayed this morning all is well with his throat, so remember that. Brother Rhino gave me one, says, please pray for my coworker Chad. He's having a lot of struggles in life and needs the Lord, so remember that. Sister Charlotte gave me one, Sister Jean hasn't been able to be here for a while, so remember Sister Jean also. She's another one that I should be mentioning. Remember Sister Jean also. She's a lot younger than Brother Collie.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know. She needs some help, but I mean, you know, she don't drive that well, so that's the only thing. So just remember that. Wade gave me one that says Kelly Bozeman, co-worker at the post office. Father died yesterday of a sudden heart attack. So remember that family.
Young man
died of a heart attack. So just remember that. Brother Boyd will be having surgery on Tuesday. So remember him as we pray also. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this afternoon, Lord. Lord, be with the ones that are traveling. Brother Louise is traveling and interpreting. Lord, give him strength. All the other ones that we have mentioned here, Lord, we know the ones that are sick. We have a bunch of sin sick, Lord. And whatever the needs are, all the unspoken requests, just be with them and guide them. Be with Brother Forney. Give him strength this afternoon also, Lord. Bless us all. Be with us. And thank you for taking care of Brother Collie and all the other ones. Remember all the... Brother Dick and Brother Al and Sister Jean and Brother Darty and Sister Johnny, Lord, just continue blessing those, Lord, we pray for on a regular basis. Forgive us for all of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Only believe. Only believe. For all things are possible. If you will only believe, yes, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. Yes, Jesus is here. And all things are possible. Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here.
Appreciate that testimony, Brother Collie. We believe we serve our own time, God. Amen. Amen. Brother Mark, would you come up this evening and receive the tithes and offerings? Sing that little chorus, I Claim the Blood in key of F. I claim the blood Jesus shed.
Master.
Cries, his father speaks. Amen. You get his attention through the faith of prayer. He will move and he will answer. Amen. We're going to sing a couple of new songs this afternoon. We'll have the brothers to pull up. Of course, I fix my eyes on you. This song, it was originally taken from Psalms 27. Brother Bob, he covered this scripture Wednesday night. Says, and one thing I've desired of the Lord that I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. If none of you got the answer to that question, he asked, what sermon did Brother Burnham use that in? It's called The Rapture. He took Psalms 27, 1 through 5, and I tell you, it's just such a promise to the bride. So if the brothers could bring up that song. I fix my eyes on you. We want to fix our understanding on the Lord this evening. Amen. Amen. So. I fix my eyes on you, the author of my faith, casting aside every sin and every way. Prayer, amen, to just gaze upon him, his word revealed in our hearts. Let's change the order of the service as Brother Jewel comes this afternoon. You ready for the word? Okay, Brother Dale, you want to come up and make some announcements
here? I just wanted to make an announcement to you where you know, first, the offering that you gave to Brother Forney was $2,750. All right. Now that's not counting the church of what it's doing. That's counting your offerings that you give. So we just appreciate everything, and I'm sure it'll help them, you know, to where they can to tie up things and all, because they've been out of work there for quite a while, and that helps. I know that. All right. But do you enjoy the message this morning? Looking forward. He said he had a testimony. So maybe he won't fly the helicopter so high. He'll just get him a little moped and run around, and we can all follow him and keep up with him, you know, on a little small moped. All right? So maybe he'll do that this afternoon for us, okay? Let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Forney gives the word. Remember now, next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, will be the fellowship meeting at Brother Tom Kershane's. We haven't made truly our mind up as to going, but we'll see. And also, if any of you desires to go, it'll be at Brother Kershane's this coming Saturday, okay? All right. Let's just sing Open the Eyes of My Heart. Oh, too. Remember, Wade and June will be gone Saturday and Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, to out into Arizona and being out there. He'll be ministering for Brother Long there. Remember that, okay? So let's go on into the service. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
Oh yes, I want to see. Eyes of my heart, Lord. Thank the Lord for sir. Church, I want to thank you for your love offering. We use it for the kingdom of God. Yes, sir, so by God's grace and thanks, just thanks for everything. God know that from my heart. So this evening, we're just going to take a little sip of, enjoy that. And when you get down on that, that's when you have to know that you know that you know. Amen. Right. Yes, sir. Right. Hey, praise God, sir. When he was talking, I said, I can relate to that. Amen. So this evening, we're just going to go right to the word. Appreciate my wife. My grandson's been with me. Appreciate Brother little Jeremiah singing from me. And everything. So I got my... Actually,
the other one's
going to
be preaching.
Yeah, he can probably be my preacher.
Yeah.
But everybody tell me that for real, though.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. So if you got your Bibles, we're going to just read a couple of little scriptures. Just to say a few things. Trust it be a blessing to you.
Amen.
I'm going to read from the book St. John, first chapter, verse 12. And it reads like this. It said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Right.
Even to them that believe on his name.
Amen.
Then we're going to read one from Acts, the first chapter. And the 8th verse, Acts, the first chapter, 8th verse says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. One more scripture, Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to read a verse from there. Verse 1 and 2, I think. And it says right here, Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 1 and 2. It says, let us therefore fear lest a promise be left us of entering into his rest. And into his ready, any of you shall seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, them not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Let us pray. Father, I trust God that you will take these few words and give us the strength, Lord, and speak to your peoples one more time. Father God, I give you all my strength for this service, body, soul, spirit. Use it for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the word of God this evening. I looked at the scripture here. It says, the word of God not being mixed with faith profits them nothing. Hallelujah. In other words, I was looking at that, they heard it, but it didn't do them no good. Hallelujah. In other words, you know, you go to church to hear the word, but when you can hear it over and over, I want it to move.
Yeah.
I want to see the word with power behind it.
Yeah.
And so we begin to look it out, and my Titlewood, I had a little title to be able to live at Pentecost, the power behind Pentecost. And I looked at, I thought about Pentecost. I said, what was the power, if you think about Pentecost, what power came with Pentecost? And I thought about that, I said, when the word of Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, there had to be a mixing. Here they were, here all the Jesus preaching, they heard Jesus preach, and they knew these things here, but they still was not what they wanted to be. They were hiding in the upper room because they was afraid of the public. Hallelujah. So it had to be something mixed. And on the day of Pentecost, here come the power of God came down and took and mixed the word and faith together. And then they started preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. That's when the gospel came real to them. Hallelujah. When the, in the words of Pentecost has power to mix the word and faith. And I thought about that. I said, you know, mixing is a, when Jesus is used in the Old Testament, he told them to kill a lamb and eat it. So I want you to eat, take this lamb and I want you to eat the whole lamb. I want you to eat everything with the lamb. Hallelujah. Then he says, but he put something else in it. He said, but I want you to put a little bit of bitter herbs in it. And the reason he put that in there, for the experience. Hallelujah. So you'll have a testimony behind it. Hallelujah. You got an experience behind it. Hallelujah. They eat the lamb. So when you go through your trial, you can look back and say, God brought me from there. Hallelujah. I went through this trial here. God was with me then. Hallelujah. I went through it. I know I was the one in pain, but I know that my God is a healer. I can remember that. I got a little bit of herbs in it. And he left us a little bit. He mixed his message too. In the word, we had to eat a lamb. We had to eat the lamb, so eat the whole book. And I'll tell you what, and he said, it will be bitter. He put a little bit of bitterness in there. So when we go through our trials and tribulations, we can look back and hear what an experience. Say, this is what God done for me. How did I believe the word and the word stood for me? In other words, Jesus even told him one time, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. You're going to have to mix me. Hallelujah, we still doing it. And symbiotic tight, communion tight, we still mix it. Hallelujah, we still, if you don't mix it, how are you going to have some bitter trials? If you don't take it, you're going to have some trials. If you take it unworthy, so you got what to do? You need to go back and get on your knees and make it right if you can't take it. So I begin to look here, I've been thinking about them things here. And I was, I'm just going to get a testimony part. I ain't going to go in the message part of it. But I do got a message part, do it. But I'm going to say here, by God's grace, you know, he gives us all. You know, we talk about rapture and faith. This is, I want to say these few things before I testify. We talk about rapture and faith. You say, I'm going to have a rapture. I'm on rapture and faith. In other words, and then we come to the time and a trial or something come our way. And we forget about it. Well, God, God is letting something take place. God only give you a trial so you can gain a testimony. Hallelujah. That's why he give you something to go through. Job couldn't have never preached on the resurrection until he had a trial, until he had a test. And when Job got a test here and went through a tribulation, hallelujah, what did Job do? He saw something that no other prophet saw. He saw Jesus coming out of the grave in the resurrection. He's the only one saw him like that. It was through a trial that gave him that great blessing. And it was, so you know, and so we all need to have that. But I like here, it make us, either when the Holy Ghost come up on us, it make us witnesses. We begin to become a witness. We got a testimony. Hallelujah. Look at here. Let him pull up something real quick here. Hebrews 11, verse 5 here. Hebrews 11, verse 5. You can pull that one up for me. I'll read it. And, I'm going to use, yeah, we dealing with that for a second. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, that's it. Look at here. Enoch just didn't wake up with a test. He didn't wake up, hallelujah, you know, just saying, I believe the message. No. Hallelujah. He would put skin on the message. Right. Hallelujah. Say, time for the message to have skin on it. Right. So, but, in other words, so, and we said, well, I got faith, but not only did he have faith, he had to mix that thing. Right. He had to make it come real to him. Yeah. And the Bible says here, by faith, Enoch was translated, right, that he should not see death. and was not found because God had translated him. And him, for before his translation, he had a testimony. Hallelujah, he had a testimony. And he had a testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah. In a word, it was something that went with him. He just didn't have a still birth. He had a birth with life in it. He had a testimony with life in it. Hallelujah. I know that my God is real. Hallelujah. I'm going to testify. How we say it so? Somebody ought to testify. The devil don't want nobody to testify, by the way. Oh, he'd like you to do this. Wowzy, wowzy, woo. How you feel today? I guess I'm going to die. I guess you will. I guess you will if you're going to talk like that. But that's the kind of testimony like it. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want nobody to think I'm somebody. How do you know? The devil don't want you to say nothing. And he's telling you that because he know your testimony might light somebody else's life up. Somebody else might hear your testimony. And you might be the one that called that person to receive something from God. That's why I don't want to hear it. And he said he know. And the Bible says we overcome him by the word of our testimony. The book of Revelation teaches us that. And by the blood of the Lamb. So we got something to testify about. So now I get back. A few months ago, I went through a great, great setback. It started in March. No, it started in February. And it started with just something, like Brother Collins said, it just hit you at once. All at once, my throat starts closing up on me. And I realized something's going wrong in my body. For the first time, I never had this happen. And all of a sudden, I would eat my food, and all my food would stop right here. It wouldn't go down. Then I throw it up for 10 days. And I knew something was wrong. I said, something is wrong. I said, my food ain't staying down. I'm losing weight and stuff like this, and I'm throwing it right back up. So I said, told my wife, I said, I need to see a doctor. And I go to one doctor. They look at me. They do blood work. They send me back home. I said, man, I can do blood work. But it would tell me what's wrong. I mean, I'm giving you free blood. I ain't paying for your Cadillac. Here we tell me something. I'm going to be giving out my blood. I'm never helped. Not there to pay for a car. And everything. But anyway, they didn't tell me nothing. They sent me back home and told me to go take some, something over the counter like. And I said, man, I said, no, but I'm still doing the same thing. So I told my wife, I said, I got to find out what's going on. Why I'm still throwing up. And so we went to another hospital. And the word, as soon as I walked in there, they said, what's wrong with you, Mr. Bourne? I said, my food ain't going down. I'm throwing up. I need to find out what's wrong. Then they put me in the heart patient. I said, I don't need no, it ain't my heart that's throwing up. It's not my heart. It's my throat. They said, no, it's your heart, sir. You having a, and no, I said, miss, I hear my food stop right here. I'm telling you that, and I'm getting heart treatment. And I'm throwing up in there. I said, what's wrong? I said, man, Lord, I said, why did they send me to the hard place? And they were, instead of going and doing what I'm asking them to do. So I stayed up there for 3 or 4 days there. Brother Sam come and saw me up there. And everything I told him, I said, man, they didn't even tell me nothing. I'm thinking, man, what is the world going on? Why can't I find out why I'm throwing up? You know, that's all I'm asking. And I told them, hey, they went and did all this blood work. They did all this stuff. I told them, I said, if I was a real estate man, I said, I would sell them some land behind the hospital so they could sell grave plots to people to come there. I'm saying, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, I didn't get nothing out of it. Nothing. So my wife, she gets on the, she called the Charlotte, where all the big hospitals are. That's when the problem, they started getting something done. And I went there and I told him, I said, hey man, I said, I done been in here in 2 different hospitals. I done gave all kind of blood work. And I said, and I still don't know why I'm throwing up. And they started examining me. And then, they found out the problem was some type of an ulcer. They say it was in my stomach and causing this acid to close my esophagus up. It got weak and it was done. So they did what they should have did. First, they scratched it with a machine. In other words, put me to sleep, scratched it, I started swallowing. But by this time, they hadn't done all this hard work. So now these other hard doctors, they done got involved. So now I'm thinking, boy, oh boy, here come my pocketbook. Everybody had a piece of pie now. I said, oh goodness. I said, man, I'm thinking, Lord, you want to help me out of this. And every time I'm trying to tell them, so, but anyway, they started, and they did, they went through all this hard thing, and things was happening in my body that was on the heart, if you can't breathe quite naturally, your heart gonna be beating, and acting up too, and that was my problem. I was having a problem, I couldn't breathe, hardly breathe because I couldn't get no air. I'm jumping up at night, gasping for her and all this, and so they say it's your heart. So I went through all the hard stuff. Now they finally put me on some type of machine I had to wear for about, and I wore that thing $4,000 a month. I wore it 2 weeks and I signed it back because I'm not paying for that. $4,000 a month, I'm going to drive it, whatever it is. That was out of the question. 2 months, man, I'm going to have me a nice car. So I said, no. I said, oh, but I'm sending this thing back. I put it in the mail. I'm sending back. They read the thing off and they said, I said, how did it look? They read it off. They said, you know, they said, we don't see nothing wrong with your heart. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. The one person over here telling me something wrong with my heart. This machine I don't want for 3 weeks. Actually, it was 3 weeks. In other words, and they saying, and nothing wrong. I said, what? I said, tell me what's going on. Oh, then all of a sudden here, I get involved with this thing here. I'm real sick and weak at this time, but I'm still going through these things trying to find out what's wrong. In other words, I go here and now I'm all involved with my heart. They protest after test. I'm thinking, God, what is going on? Tell me what's wrong. Hallelujah. Now they say, you got this problem with your heart. You got that AFib, something like that. And I was, okay, if I got it, let's deal with it. And so let's deal with this thing. I say, you know, I just wanted to. So they begin to put me on. They put me on 7 medicines. I'm trying to figure out, man, what in the world am I doing with all this stuff? This stuff had me so mixed up, I didn't know what to do. I mean, it just had me doing everything. I mean, it had me. One day, I was probably, hate to say, in me urinating. I might be urinating a gallon and a half a day. Just, you know, just constant. I'm thinking, man, I just can't survive like that. And I'm just constant. At this time, I'd have lost up in the 50s at this time. Just not because I'm dying, just because everything just coming out of me. And I wasn't eating much and everything. But anyway, I went through here, they put me on these medicines and everything else here was just going wrong. My body was just going out of whack. My wife worked with me, I'm trying to breathe and all these things here. Then they come up with some crazy idea. Yeah. Something out of the ordinary. Yeah. They said, we realized, Mr. Forney, that you was born in the baby boom generation. We had this happen to be in the baby boom. Yeah. I think what they got to do with it. Oh yeah. We realize here you born in the baby boom generation. All right, what about the baby boom? You know, more likely you got hepatitis C. Come on. Yeah, you probably had it 20 years. Well, I've been out of the street for almost 40 years. I said, you mean you tell me how many years? I said, I don't believe that. Oh yeah, you got to have some tests. Now they're doing tests for something I know I ain't got. But I'm going through this stupid test for that. I said, man, y'all ain't doing it to get my money out of my pocket. In other words, I'm going through a test for this. Now they're trying to sell me one pill to take for 8 months, maybe $600 one for the one pill. I said, I'm not going to have no way. I said, well, Lord, I'm trusting God right here. But anyway, all these things was going on. And all these things, and things was just getting, my body was getting weaker and weaker. To the point, man, I stayed off the field for 3 months and 2 weeks. I was so weak, I couldn't even really do nothing. And that's when the devil started talking. And the devil started saying, you through. This time, you through, buddy. You done had your day. It's over with. But in my heart, I'm thinking, I don't feel like that's over with. I said, I'm not going to give up like that. I said, I've been preaching about what God can do. I said, Lord, I'm at this point now. I'm getting desperate. God, I'm looking for you to do something to get me out of this turmoil going. Because now when a man gets sick and go down, he started fighting depression and everything. Anxiety started trying to attack you. I mean, we human beings. Hallelujah. So that's why in the Bible we got to cast that stuff down. So I start fighting against it on the inside now. I'm not accepting this stuff right here. Hallelujah. All these things come, you got this, you got this problem. And then all of a sudden things begin to happen in my body. Hallelujah. In other words, it was just one thing had to nothing. The breathing was real hard. Matter of fact, they thought I wasn't even going to be here this weekend because Friday and Saturday I went camping up in, Lake James up in Morganton area. couldn't even breathe, couldn't even walk 100 yards. And then I said, man, and the devil kept saying, you won't be there to testify Sunday. You tired, you can't breathe. And man, trying to get my breath. I said, man, what's going on? And all these demons, I said, Satan, I'm not letting you take, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to let you come in here and make me sign for these rattlesnakes after I've been preaching against them. Hallelujah. I said, oh no. I said, I've not been preaching against anything. I mean, you just got to take a stand sometimes. How do you, in a word, the Bible said the gospel is preached, and the other word we know gospel is preached, but with sometimes it said we got to take it by force. Hallelujah. You got to take your testimony and you got to tell the devil, I'll take it back. Hallelujah. You're not going to put this on me. I'm not going to sign for it. I'm not going to claim it. You know, but the symptoms, now, symptoms are lying. When the devil tell you a symptom, it's a lie in a way. He can't tell the truth no way. So I began to go on here, but my wife would tell you, I didn't even tell my wife this at first. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, through my urine, blood would start coming out, real a lot of blood. And through my bowels, blood was coming out. The devil really was working on me now. So I think, oh God, what's going on? He said, yeah, I told you, you down. You not here. And I was going through, I was looking at it, I said, my blood. I said, no, I can't accept this. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I command his blood to stop in the name of Jesus. It stopped right there. Don't tell me God is dead. I could not accept that blood. Hallelujah. I cannot accept going down. And I still can't accept it. Hallelujah. That brother Jewel, you gotta die. If God ordained us to die, why can't I die healthy? Why do we have to feel that? We start testifying. I'm gonna die sick. Oh, you don't have to die sick. If you die, die healthy. Hallelujah. We had to sign for rattlesnakes to die. But I'm you know. And I want to try to, you know, it's about, and I do what the doctor say. I try my best to do what the doctor say, as long as it's reasonable. I mean, but experiment. I'm not going to be experimenting on. You tell me the problem, we fix it. But just to go in there and guessing, no, I'm not going to do that. Tell me what's wrong with me. If you don't know what's wrong with me, say, I don't know, then we can work with it. But just to be experimenting on me to try these pills and stuff out. Well, these pills are one pill they've had me on, it's still on. It's $480 a month for that pill. All right. I don't have nothing to pay for that. I didn't know what to buy that. I had to buy that myself. How do all these? And then I got these other pills. I'm still on fire. And that I still had to pay for. If I would go and just buy them like that, but I ain't been buying them like I should. You know, they'd be calling me all the time. You need to do this for your health. I said, no, I need to do this for your pocket. I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm probably, my wife said, sometimes you have to have stubborn faith. That's right. You know, if you don't, you sign for everything. Well, you know, only thing I did, my mama, I used to tell my mother when she was living, every time she something happened, she'd get a scratch. I think it's cancer. I said, Mom, why are you believing that? I never would claim cancer. Out of all the things to claim, why would you claim cancer? Hallelujah. Why would you start claiming the edema before you don't even know what it is? Why not just say by God's stripe I'm healed? Hallelujah. I take God in his word. God's promise in his word that he will stick with me. He'll be with me to the end of the world. Hallelujah. And he sent his word and his word healed me. That's what my God said. Let us take God in the word. Hallelujah. Let us keep this fight of faith up. Hallelujah, you know, so I went through a lot of things. And still, you know, my body ain't where I'd be. And it's still, you know, the little weakness and little things here. But I was determined. Yes, sir. I'm determined. We got to keep fighting. Amen. Yeah. You know, I realized here, like I said, I've been on the field for 32 years. And in them 32 years, by God's grace, I've been wide open. Yeah. Yeah. And during them 32 years, I done had some birthdays, 32 of them when I started. I'm getting to realize now something is happening. Yeah, right. Old Jewel is slowing down a little bit. My wife been trying to tell me that for the last 10 years. But it happened. And then when it happened, you know, when you're getting older, you feel like, oh man, I'm still just as good as I am. I might buy me a Harley Davis. I know how that feels. You still trying to make yourself believe it. You buy your Harley Davidson, you make your wife rich. But here we are. I mean, it ain't going to happen. These bodies is wearing down. And then what we have to fear, we still human, we still in a human body. But still we got, you know, so I'm realizing now, as I'm getting to get older, I'll be 58 this, that you wasn't, if you 70 something, 80 something, 58 seem to be young. Thank you. But when you're 58 and you just now, you don't feel that young. How old are you as young man? Hey, well, good Lord. You see that? You see that? Look how strong his voice was. I mean, you look at that boy, look at that. I say, 18. Good Lord. Man, you see the difference here? 18 don't even know what pay, don't even know what it is yet. I know. See, that's what we got to deal with, church. I mean, right now, getting up in the morning, he just get up and go. In the morning, we sat there for 20 minutes trying to think how to get up. And then, you know, ain't that the truth? You get old, you just sitting there trying to talk. Should I do it or not? Somebody just knocked on the door. I was thinking, I knew they were going to have to come and get me, man. Right when I was in the best part of the dream, that boom, boom, I said, oh boy. Here it is. I mean, it's just the way the body is. And that way, but we're going to fight these symptoms. But I tell you, that one thing the nurses say, they asked every one of them nurses was in my room, and my pastor, Brother Tim, was up there, and they said, oh, all these nurses want to do your room. I said, because all these nurses know I'm happy. The woman asked her, they were talking there, they said, how long he'll be sick? She said, happy is, he probably won't be sick long at all. How did he go, God, in the word, why be? I said, why wear yourself down with sadness and not be happy? Hallelujah, why be happy in the Lord? Hallelujah, when you come your way, and we say, don't let Satan see your tear, have a smile on through your ear. Hallelujah, one more valley, one more trial we need to do. Just don't give up, church. I'm not giving up here. In other words, but by God's grace, I am going to use a little more wisdom than I have over the years. I did a lot of traveling over the years. And then remember here, I was that young guy. It probably should happen. You wouldn't know that. I was a young guy that got kicked out of school when I was in the ninth grade. I got kicked completely out of the Gadsden County school system. My wife, she went to school with me. She'll tell you that, even though she was in love with me, she didn't know it at the time. But... yeah, she didn't know it at the time. But she was in love with me. So God must have had that much of a revelation. But we did go to school together. So they kicked me out of school and all this. And I was that kid that they said, hallelujah, that probably be dead before he 18 years old. 18 years old, me and my buddy hit a tree doing 120 miles an hour. He hit the tree so hard it busted his brain. It put me on life support. But God went through with me. Hallelujah. Say it again. Thank you to God can do with you. All of them things like that, that's why I realized that God must have had a plan. Hallelujah. When that doctor told my mama, he said, I doubt your son will make it home. But God said, I got a plan for him. Right. Hallelujah. You ain't gonna get ready. It ain't time for him to go yet. Hallelujah. God had a purpose for you. And when God got a purpose for you, it ain't no devil in hell. Hallelujah. It ain't no kingdom. This ain't in God can stop you. Hallelujah. And then when I went through that tragedy, and then when I come out of that, and I was 18 years old at the time, by the way. In other words, I went through some other thing. I got in a real bad fight. Got stabbed me straight through the back with a knife. It was a real bad stab. But God still brought me through that. Hallelujah. I shot myself. God brought me through that. Hallelujah. All these things. I want to tell you what. I come to the point, God ain't through with me yet. Hallelujah. If God had been with me this far, I believe God is all over. He's going to take care of you to the end of the road. Hallelujah, Jesus. In other words, all these things are. But I was that guy that everybody in the neighborhood say he'll be dead. My mama left when I was 16 years old. I've been living on my own ever since I was 16. I never had to answer to nobody. And one day I was beating myself up, and the Bible teaching me, and a brother said to me, he said, Brother Jewel, he said, God put you in training. Because he wanted you to be an independent preacher. Yeah. It's just like something snapped. And I always had to think for myself. Right. I didn't have daddy to knock on the door and say, Daddy, what you think about it? Right. If I made a decision, right. Wrong or right, I had to do it for myself. Right. Well, God know what he's doing with a man. Right. Somebody don't understand. You don't understand. You said, Bridget, why would God do that? Let me ask you a quick question. Now, I'm going to let you out of here. Let me ask you a quick question. Why do you think that John the Baptist was in the wilderness?
Right.
John the Baptist should not have been in the wilderness learning how to be a prophet. How did John the Baptist was a priest's son? He should have been a priest. Zachariah was his daddy. John should knew how to go in there and light the candlestick, how to do the showbread. John was a priest, born in a priest's house, but God didn't ordain John to be a priest. He ordained John to be a prophet. So he needs John in the wilderness, not in the tabernacle. So what he do? They killed Zechariah. When they killed Zechariah, John run to the wilderness. When he come out, he was a prophet. Hallelujah. God had to train him. God got a reason. He got a way to do it. We don't understand. If God got something for you to do, you might run, but you can't get away from it. You can't get away from it. But God had a plan. And I thank God for his grace.
Glory.
I thank God that he's already healed me.
Amen.
I might not feel the full result yet, but it ain't got nothing to do with feeling.
No. Right.
He's already done the job.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's already done started working on me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know some of you, I know a lot of you old timers probably could testify. You done seen yourself beat down so far that you feel like that was the last breath. And all of a sudden on the last breath, there come the Holy Spirit and you're back in church. Hallelujah. It's showing that God ain't through with you yet. Oh, God's got a plan for a church. And I thank God for my wife. She stuck with me and by the bed and everything when I was really weak and stuff. She stayed there with me, tried to get me to eat. I wouldn't eat nothing, Holly, but she stayed there. You know, that one thing. When you get down and you start to get real with sin, Satan always fights you. The first thing he do is try to stop you from eating. He always start doing that because he knew that you got to draw strength. And the first thing he do is try to take your appetite. Hallelujah. But she would stay there and she would say, you need to eat the soup. I'd be thinking, I can't even stand the soup. But I had to keep doing it. Then them strength start coming. You got to do that. And that's the way you have to do spiritual church. Hallelujah. When you're going through your spiritual trial, you got to eat. Hallelujah. You say sometimes you don't even feel like being in church and you make yourself come, but you come to church and you eat and you hear the right word. You hear something to pick you up. Hallelujah. What is it? You thought I needed that. I come here. I was down in the valley. Hallelujah. And God came by and picked me out of the valley. And I was going through depression and God picked me up out of depression. God done that because you was willing to eat the word. My God, grace tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to say to Brother Colin and the ones that have been sick here. Hallelujah. You don't have to walk around all your life with a box of rattlesnakes. It's up to you if you want to carry them around. I'm not really wanting to be my best friend. I got a lot of other things I can keep in my house outside of rattlesnakes. Hallelujah. Some people keep them so long they give that. Well, this is the way I'm for to be. Show me that in the scripture. As you show me in the scripture what God said you're going to have a disease the rest of your life. He said, by my stripe you heal. Hallelujah. And you want to say, well, this is the way I'm supposed to be. This is the disease I got and I'm going to have it all my life. You should never claim a demon. You should never let it have a resident in you. You say, in the name of Jesus, I curse this demon. I refuse this demon to stay in my body. You got to have that. You got to have that kind of faith. Or that thing will never leave you, church. Hallelujah. If you carry it around, it'll stay there alone. It'll stay there. But God got a way to get rid of it. I know today we're in a church here and everybody done got real revelated minded. A lot of churches today, they just say, well, we beyond that. You show me after Brother Brandon preached the seventh seal. I did not preach all these great revelations. Hallelujah. The last thing he did, while your wife ain't been, lay my hand on your mama. Hallelujah. Resurrection had to come through the body. Hallelujah. Resurrection still come through the body. He these signs shall follow them, they believe. In my name they should do this. When we gonna believe the word? That's up to you and God. But so everybody's faith ain't on the same level. Hallelujah. If I need somebody to pray for me, somebody come and lay, Brother Sam, they'll come and pray for me. Hallelujah. I needed that prayer. Hallelujah. You need each other. And then we need to pray for each other. And because through prayer, I lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He say, that is a promise. God put it in the Bible. People been trying to take it out, but it still works. It still works here. Somebody just got to believe it. If I can get you to believe and mix it with faith, it'll happen. As the musicians come back, we're going to play a song. I give opportunity for prayer this evening. We're not going to hold you long. But since we're talking about what it is. You know that song says, stand on the holy ground. Play that one. We are standing on holy ground. We got a promise. The angels is encamped about us. Hallelujah. You know, man, it's something to do. You ever been in a room praying over in the morning? Hallelujah. Over in the early morning. And all of a sudden you feel the presence of God come in that room. Your whole body just go into shock like. There it is. That's them angels stepped in there. Waiting on you to call for something. They ready to do it. Hallelujah. They're people. They are in here. And you should not have to go through all these things and get to the point that we don't, I believe that we take medicine and we take medicine, but we don't want medicine to become our absolute. Hallelujah. Our absolute is these signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. I'm not want medicine to become, hey, that one doctor told me, I said, doctor, when you going to take me off this medicine? He said, when I put a man on medicine, he on medicine for the rest of his life. You talking to the wrong person, buddy. I got me another doctor. I got me another doctor. Me, you ain't on the same page. I'm not playing on going there. I'm not shouting my nobody. No. But my Bible promises us healings. Amen. Our Bible promises us deliverance. Amen. Oh, you say depression. Depression is a medicine that people feel like, I got to have this. This is real. If I don't, you know what? You have accepted that you're going to be that way all your life. Cast that demon away. Tell God, I'm not built to be a man of depression. I am built to be a son of God, a daughter of God to praise my God. To be happy in the Lord. Let down all this gloom and beat down all the time. Just get happy. It's hard for people to be happy. Hallelujah. Just be happy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, let's smile. Let us be happy. Hallelujah. We got something to shout about. Hallelujah. We are standing on holy ground. If anyone need prayer before... stand. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We are standing. I know. If you can believe they are there. If you can believe they're all around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love this guy right here. Lord, I didn't have a dad, Lord. But you promised that you would give us dads and you promised that you would give us fathers, Lord. Father God, I had a few of them that went off the scene, Lord. I told my wife the other day, I said, Brother Sam is the only one I got now. One of the only ones I got, him and Brother Wilson. I could call on Father Day and say, Happy Father Day. God, I ask you, God, to touch him in a mighty way, Lord. Father, I thank you for his dedication, Lord. I thank you for his love, Lord, and show, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I learned to see what a real father could be, a real grandfather could be, Lord. Father God, I ask you, God, to touch it with the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. It does anyone else. We're going to sing it. Come on up, Brother Sam. God stand in it. Hallelujah. I want to believe that with you. Lord, a kidney stone is nothing for you. Lord, you able to let it pass it. Father God, we know that the doctor, we can use science and science can heal you. They can take it out. But God, we're going to believe you for a miracle, Lord. You say, I don't know. You didn't tell me, thus said the Lord. But you ain't told me, thus said the Lord, that you won't do it, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to believe you, Lord. We believe that God, you able to make the stain dissolve, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. By faith, Lord, we hold it on. We're going to mix our testimony with faith, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah, God bless. You believe God will heal it? A little child, he can believe God can heal it. Amen. He can believe God. God looking for faith like this. He gonna believe that God gonna heal him on that wall stand. Lord, this young boy come. Father, all he know, Lord, young people just don't get up and come. He come because he realized, Lord, there's a God in this place that can heal that place right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let him be touched by the finger of God. Let that pain leave. Let that mark on his body leave. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God, he's still here, Lord. Lord, I touch him right now, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, restore his memory back. Restore his voice back. Hallelujah, Satan, get off God's property. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are rebuked, demon. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, dude. Love you, brother. What's wrong? It's a devil that's there. He's a squatter on a piece of property that God had paid a price for. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let him let that, when they go there, Lord, they find nothing, Lord. Lord, let his face say, I believe by the grace of God, I'm already healed. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Anybody hallelujah. Else have a name?
Oh, hallelujah.
It's your opportunity. And
see it, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let God move in that family, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mama, you bleed out with all your heart. God give you a request.
Amen. Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Just make your confession.
Oh, hallelujah.
Stand on it.
I stand.
And God can move on the scene.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are standing. Oh yeah, hallelujah.
And I heard, how about it?
By his stripes that you are healed.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit. I derided it. Devil, you want her to say she got it. But she said, no, it's not mine. I'm sending it back to hell. Leave her body in the name of Jesus Christ. Let her be touched by the finger of God. Let this underrated fear, don't let underrated become a power that try to come in our mind. You are healed by the power of God Almighty. Somebody testify. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
And you stand by. Say, thank you, Lord.
Oh, I just...
All around. You believe that too, don't you? Yeah, I do too. God can do it. Lord. And we join our faith together. I stand here for his wife, Lord. We stand here to grin and touch him. Father God, restore that nerve back. Lord, let Philly come back, Lord. Lord, in a mouth, Lord. Let her be touched by the hand of God. Satan, you have no right. You have no right to come against God's property. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we're not giving you any right. We're telling you, I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus to let her go. Let go. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Just make a confession and stand up.
Hallelujah.
See, and let God move on. Anybody else?
The praise. Jesus now. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody else?
Oh, we are standing.
Standing on holy ground. Make a confession and then just let the Lord work on it. Right? Say, by his stripes I'm healed. But then sometimes you don't have to have some help. I got a rebuke outside there a while ago, and you know, because I was talking to some of them about my shoulder, you know, they told me that it's my rotary cup's in bad shape and got some arthritis and all of that, but I just said, by his stripes, I'm healed, and I believe it.
Amen.
Well, I thank God for that. And old brother Hal, he turned around there to me and rebuked me right in front of everybody, and he didn't even know it. He said, I had problems with my arm and could not raise it. He said, look at him, both hands up. He said, I couldn't raise my hand.
Amen.
He said, I come down, and y'all prayed for me. And said, God heal me. He said, now go inside there and let them pray for you.
Oh,
I take my rebuke. I believe it. I believe by his stripes I'm healed. I've been healed by of too many things. But take your stand. Sometimes it's hard. I walked in there that time and they told me, said, you got leukemia. I said, before we say another word, and I had the growth, I had the whole thing. I said, before we say another word, I said, you're on that side of the table, I'm on this side of the table, to the doctor. I said, there's no chemo going to be given this man. Now, I'm not telling nobody not to take it. Forget it. You think I am, I'm not. But I said, I'll never take chemo. He said, well, it's better now, Sam. It was. I said, sure. But I said, you on that side. I said, you doctor him and I bury him. That's what I told him. I said, so it ain't going to be. Well, this is before they had the report. So I didn't wait till they got two doctors' reports that told the rest of the story. I'm telling that and then I'll get to that part. They sent me to a cancer specialist. He went through and he come in and he said, Sam, see here on the paperwork that you got leukemia. I said, before we start, there's one thing. I said, you ain't going to give me no chemo. See, they hadn't told me what it was. He said, well, don't worry about it, Sam. You don't have to take it anyway. He said, you got the kind of leukemia that you'll die with, not of. Well, that was great. But my confession was to two doctors that are specialists. I'm not going to do that. See, I'd made up my mind.
Hallelujah.
Right. I seen a man one time laying in a hospital room. I begged him. I begged him to have his foot took off. You could look down in his foot and there was no skin. There was just bones and what you call them, tendons and ligaments and things. His leg swelled up red and just streaks running every which way. I begged him, I said, Brother Ball, let him take that leg off. You can't live with that. You know what that is. I said, it'll kill you. He said, I walked in here on this foot and I'll walk out of here on this foot. I said, all right, I'm with you. But I still wish you'd go have it took off and hobble out on the other one. It don't have anything to do with your faith that way. I said, go on, do it. He said, he walked out of that hospital. Until the day he died, he had that foot left.
Amen.
Make a confession and then just stand with it. And God will work on the same, right? Amen. Make sure you tell Brother Forney how much you appreciate him. Appreciate his wife and the two boys coming and appreciate the fellowship that we've had today and all. And we ask God to just bless them as they travel along on the highways and pray the Lord to take care of him. All right. So remember that, okay? Any other thing before we go? Okay, brother.
A week ago yesterday, I put shelves up in my garage. I only have one muscle that operates.
Right.
And the doctors are just so amazed at what I can do with it. And I'm up. And I had to take my arm up and lay it up here to hold the screw. I'm about 6 or 8 foot off the floor. I mean, I couldn't reach right there and touch that. I had to, you know, just because I won't be. Anyway, that plywood slipped. And I reached up just as good as I can with this arm. It saved me from falling. I mean, that's pretty amazing considering I'm supposed to have about 15, 20
centimeters. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Lord
worked
for
us all. He's going to take care of us. Amen. Amen. He's always there when we need him.
That's right.
Not when we need him. Walked in the hospital up there years ago and seen a man laying there that I'd known for a long time and everything. We're laughing and talking and said, what do they think you got? Well, they think I got this and they think I got that. First thing you know, they put him in a room and they put him in an ICU for how many days? It's like 2 weeks. See, something like that. And go in there every day. As a matter of fact, you know the story that I stayed there with so much, I wouldn't even come home. I stayed up there day and night. I'd come home and take a bath and go back. Stayed up there with him. I got known so much around there until one day they come in there. Some fellas did looking for Danny and the nurse said, well, him and his daddy and them's gone down. Him and his mom and daddy's gone with him down to get him fixed. That was Joyce and myself. They thought I was his daddy. Well, and we was right there with him day in and day out. And one day, I mean, he'd laugh and talk. We'd all talk and we'd have a good time. He told me that later, said, you ought to know that wasn't me. Because he'd come in there and the doctor would say, well, we got to go do this. He said, well, let's get on with it. He said, we got to go. He said, well, let's get on with it. And about 3 weeks from the time he came to, he had been unconscious all that time. But God brought him up out of every bit of it. So we call him now Joyce's million-dollar man because of the hospital bills and things. But tell Brother Forney how much you appreciate him because we do appreciate his concern and stand and always been there. You know, always been the same. We love him and we appreciate him, okay? Father, we thank you for this day and your grace unto us. Thank you for your love and understanding. Thank you for you, Lord. And we just pray that you'd bless Brother Forney and Sister Forney and the boys as they travel on back home, Lord, and give them a safe trip. Let everything be all right. We love you and we thank you. Bless Brother Forney as he travels about ministering, and you give him the strength and the power to move on in you, because we believe you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Yeah.